This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. I guess it's Tuesday. Hell, I don't know what day it is. You know, who gives a damn what day it is? You know, you work 5-6 days a week. Maybe you get a day off. You know, who made the days? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Who the hell, who said Monday come before Tuesday? Think about it. Somebody always dictating to us how our lives are going to be run, just like the politicians. Always. Before we get going, I want to send my deepest condolences to Chris Quito and his two lovely daughters on the death of his wife and their lovely mother, Rebecca Quito. She passed on October the 5th. I've been friends with the Quitos for 70 years. Met Aim Quito, the big brother, when we were in first grade in Hawthorne, I believe 19, in East St. Louis, 59, 60, who knows. But anyway, I want to put our condolences out. Rebecca Quito, she had fought cancer for a long time. Her and Chris and their two lovely daughters fought the fight for as long as they could fight it. And, you know, at the end of the day, we can only do what we can do. But she passed on October the 5th again, and I want to put my sincere and deepest condolences out to Chris Quito and his two lovely daughters, and also the entire Quito family. It's a big, proud family. They all stick together, and, you know, Rebecca, very, very young, wasn't old at all, and, you know, sometimes things happen, and they do for a reason, I guess. But again, our deepest and sincerest condolences go out to Chris Quito and his two lovely daughters, and again, the entire Quito family. And at this point, I just personally am going to take a moment for a minute of silence to remember Rebecca Quito. What a beautiful, lovely lady, both inside and out, she was. Let's have a moment of silence, please. Rebecca Quito, we're going to miss you. Family loves you. They'll always love you. And I just hope that you rest in peace. Rebecca Quito. You know, after something like that, when you have a family member or a close friend die, you know, you begin to think, what the hell's life about? Now, I'm not very religious, and I don't know if it's Mother Nature or God or who takes people away, and at what point in time he or she or whoever, Mother Nature, takes them away. I don't know if it's the luck of the draw. I know it's got to do with genes. I know it's got to do with your bloodline. I understand some of that, but it's just amazing. But we sit here today and every day, a lot of us on our asses, when we could be making a positive change for us, our families, future generations in this country. But we just sit around and talk about it. We all talk the talk, but there's not many of us that'll actually walk the walk. I've said before, and you know, nothing against the death of anyone. I feel for them, even my enemies. I feel for them and their families, because the families hurt after they lose someone. But when I drive by a funeral home, when I drive by a cemetery, and it's always, not sometime, always, drive by a cemetery, see a funeral procession, I think to myself, I feel for that family. I sincerely do, no matter who they are, whether I know them or not. Somebody's hurting along the way. But I think, you know, I'm driving down the street here. I'm still breathing. I'm still living. I have the opportunity. Those poor people don't have the opportunity from that day forth to ever make a difference. But I and you and everybody else, we all have the opportunity to make a difference. Now, one day I'll be driving down in a funeral procession and I'll be the guest of honor. One day, you good people will be doing the same. So if you sit back and think about it, life's short. You can make a difference. Now, they'll tell you that I'm a no good son of a bitch. They'll tell you that I don't need to be on the air. They want to take my First Amendment rights away. And they probably will at the end of the day, because as I said, you can't beat the government. You can fight the government, and I've given them a hell of a fight more than one time. But beating the government, probably not going to happen. But even if you lose the fight and you break a guy's jaw before he puts you in the hospital, he'll sit there with a broken jaw and say, hey, I won this fight, but I was in one hell of a fight. And I think we can all make a difference. These politicians, these rotten bastards in Springfield, in Jefferson City, over in Missouri, in Washington, D.C., they're no better than we are. They all think they're better than we are. They get elected to a position, no qualifications. All they have to do is kiss some ass, have some big money behind them, steal some votes, and they get elected. And that's just not in St. Clair County. That's all over this country. There's political corruption all over this country. But we just let it go. We let it go. We talk about it to bars or restaurants or coffee shops. But we let it go. We always talk the talk, but never, never walk the walk. But these politicians, they stand up in Washington, Springfield, Jefferson City. They're running our country and they have no qualifications. Again, I've said it several times. It's like having an airline pilot with no qualifications flying the plane that you're on, the plane that I'm and your family and everybody's family's on. You wouldn't get on a plane where the guy says, hey, I don't have a pilot's license. You and your family are getting on this plane. I'm flying this plane, but I slept at a Holiday Inn last night. You remember that commercial? I don't give a damn where you slept or who you slept with. Not qualified. And a lot of these political leaders are not qualified, but like in Springfield, they get elected, they go up and do what Madigan tells them to do. They're voting party lines. The Republicans do the same thing. Let's don't leave the Republicans out, because there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. But elections are coming up, and it's going to be very, very, very interesting. I see where St. Clair County raises tax levy by 5%. Now, I'm reading verbatim from one of the, I think, the Belleville News slime of crap. Levied a 5% increase for 2020. But it says, but the politicians say it doesn't necessarily mean that your property taxes will go up. Who the hell are they trying to crap on? What do you mean they're not going to go up? The hell they're not. The county increased the tax levy last year by 5%. The latest ordinance sets a levy at $75 million for next year. And I like what they say in one of the articles here. The actual taxes won't be known until the spring, when assessment and tax multipliers are in place. Do you people, when you get your property taxes, I know you all go crazy. Y'all go crazy. Your property taxes go up and your property values go down, especially in St. Clair County with the lack of leadership from this asswipe, no count, the big faggot, Mark, the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. You know, he's a bastard that's bought the Belleville New Slimocrat building. Now, it's in a trust. I believe they didn't put it in the trust with Sprague as the attorney, because then everybody would have known who own the property. And it amazes me why some sneaky son of a bitch will buy property and don't want anybody to know that he owns the property. But that's for another day. But these taxes, this says that the assessment won't be known. But board chairman Mark Kern, the big faggot, said that a hearing wasn't necessary. Ed Cockrell wanted a hearing on the taxation, but board chairman Mark, the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, said a hearing wasn't necessary, but said the county attorney would make sure that that was the case, that everybody get a fair shake. Oh, he's going to let his attorney, his political attorney, who he's hired. Now, the county board members shouldn't have a say-so. They shouldn't know what's going on. But his attorney knows what's going on. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how we let this crap go? But some of the money may be given back. You remember the tax in Illinois that we're going to have a temporary tax. Temporary tax became permanent. Then they had another tax, and that tax became permanent. You people know what's going on. At some point in time, I say at some point in time, we all need to stand tall. We don't have to be disruptive. We don't have to be violent, but we have to be vocal. And none of us other than me and a few are vocal. If you don't speak up after you stand up, you might as well sit your ass down. Not only sit your ass down, you might as well lay on the ground, because they'll walk over you. They'll walk over these asswipe, rotten bastard politicians. Will walk over you at every angle, and we sit there and take it. But going to raise tax levy, people are losing their jobs. Property values going up, and they're going to raise the tax levy by 5%. Think about it, people. And you'll really think about it next year after the assessments come out. You'll really think about it next year when your taxes go up $100, $200, $300. And isn't it amazing? You bust your ass, you buy a house, you pay your taxes on the money that you make to buy the house. Then after you buy the house, you never really own the house, because if you don't pay the taxes, guess what? They come and take the house. Unbelievable the way our governmental system works, but that's the way it is. And think about it, people, and you can thank these asswipe bastards in St. Clair County for raising your levy by 5%, and you can really thank Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. They got to raise these taxes, people, so they can keep big salaries for unqualified people like Herbie the Hemorrhoid Simmons and all these other bastards that are making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year doing nothing. Think about it at election time, people. It'll really, really piss you off. We were always talking about safety of the cities over in North St. Louis. Belleville, unsafe. Belleville, always problems going on in Belleville. It says Highland, Illinois, is one of the safest cities. One of Illinois' safest cities in Highland, Illinois. Unbelievable, isn't it? How many miles is it from Belleville and East St. Louis? It says, it's difficult to point any one reason why one community may feel safer and be safer than others, but it says everybody has to buy into the community. That's what happens with the niggers in North St. Louis. Not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation, but the niggers, the only way they get a buy-in in the community is when they rob, rape, steal, sell dope, kill, home invade, carjack. That's their buy-in to the community. But I'll tell you why Highland's a safe area. And they'll say that I'm a racist. And I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. Nobody else will talk about this on the air. They'll talk about it at the restaurants, the coffee shops, the taverns. Not on the air will they talk about it, other than Bob Romanek, where you'll get the unfiltered truth. Because there's no niggers. There's a few black people in Highland, and deservingly so. They can live wherever they want to live. And the niggers can live wherever they want to live, but they're not living in Highland. And because they're not living in Highland, guess what? Once again, Highland ranks as one of Illinois' safest cities. Now, if you ask anybody off the record, they'll tell you that it's safe, there's not much crime, and there's no niggers. Now, on the record, they'll come up with, well, we have security systems, everybody gets involved in the community. And that is true. You have to be involved on a positive note in your community. But in Highland, Their biggest offenses, they say, are alcohol, tobacco, and curfew violations. Now, don't you wish every city, don't you wish North St. Louis would have problems with alcohol, tobacco, and curfew violations? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how one town can be safe and one town can be deadly. North St. Louis is deadly. What makes the difference between North St. Louis and Highland, Illinois? What makes the difference between North St. Louis and Highland, Illinois? Now, if you're honest, you'll say the niggers. You'll say the niggers. Now, there's a lot of areas where the crackers and the hunkies, the white ignorant bastards, are being violent. But there's so much emphasis put on North St. Louis because of all the killings. I mean, the white boys sell meth, sell dope, get stupid, are criminals, are no good pieces of crap. But nobody's as violent as the niggers. I don't give a damn what anybody says, and they can get pissed at me for saying nigger. They can get pissed at me for exposing them. They can get pissed at me all they want, but that's the truth. I drive around Belleville. A lot of proud black people, most of the hardworking proud black people are getting out of Belleville. They're going to O'Fallon. They're going to Fairview Heights. They're going to Swansea. They're going out east where it's safe. They don't want to stay here in Belleville. You go to the stores late at night, and here's all the niggers. They've got their food stamps, $400 or $500 worth of food, and it's the best. I look at the price of things before I buy it. They don't, because they're not paying for it. And I know that's a racist statement. No, it's a real statement. White people get tired of it, but white people just like paying higher taxes. You talk the talk, but you never walk the walk. You'll sit there and bitch about the niggers, bitch about everything you give them, and that's all you'll do. Bitching is getting you nowhere. Has to be action. We have to say, hey, what's wrong with the work program? If I'd have got elected state representative, it never would have flew, but I would have asked for a work program for everybody that's capable of working, that's not working, that's on aid. I don't want to see anybody starve. My worst enemy, I don't want to see starve. But if we're going to give, we need to receive. If we're going to give money for housing, telephones, electricity, food, we need to get something in return. And what's wrong with a little bit of work? What's wrong with a little bit of work? If you're going to get something, you got to give something. We, the proud whites and the proud blacks, we get something after we give something, after we give our employers a hard day's work. We get something and we deserve it. And the poor people, whether they're bums or not, if they're capable of working, what's wrong with not putting them out on the street, letting them do something, letting them clean the streets? I told you before, down Frank Scott Parkway, and you gotta look, I've got the last mile between Hartman Lane and Greenmount Road, whites in politics, because they mile up before it's blacks in government. I've never said, I looked at that and I saw blacks in government. The county let them put a sign up, so I said, well, that's okay. Got every right, but I've got every right to say whites in politics. You drive down Frank Scott Parkway. After you get past, I believe, the bank on Hartman Lane, you'll see whites in politics. That's the sign I had put up. We're going to keep that mile of road clean 4 times a year. But why can't people on aid do that? They lay on their ass, and you're never going to get anybody to get a job if we let them lay on their ass and then pay them for laying on their ass. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Talking about the real estate issue with this tax issue that we're dealing with, you know, that that whole system is so stacked against us. If you protest your taxes, you have to be paid up, number one, and most of the time people don't have that much money when they protest. Secondly, when you get the review where they do the hearing, you're not allowed to be in the hearing. Thirdly, when they do talk about, you know, what is your neighbor paying? Well, it's none of my business what my neighbor's paying. Their taxes are too high also. I have thought for years that, from what I understand, they can't sell your house until you're 3 years behind, if I understand that correctly.
They sell your tax, you sell your house for back taxes, Mark, for three years. After the third year, if you don't pay it all out with the, whatever the 8-10% interest rate is, then they take your house. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob, if enough people, like you said, would quit just laying down, if they would put that money in their escrow for 2 years and not pay the real estate tax, if enough people did that, they would get serious about what's going on with this real estate tax. You know, just all of a sudden, just making up, it's going to be another 5% increase, 5% increase. I'm fortunate enough to have a few rental properties in St. Clair County, but, you know, I stroked a check last year, and it was extremely painful. I mean, and I try not to raise the rent on the people that are in my houses, but it's going to come to a point where I'm just going to have to say, hey, look, you got to pay more rent.
Yeah. You know, Mark, you got a great point. If everybody would contest their taxes, everybody in St. Clair County would have the whole county tied up. They'd have to do something. But I know for a fact, Mark, these politicians, they go in there. You ought to see some of the low, and most of them are in trust. You ought to see some of the low taxes on some of these politicians and the well-connected political people's houses. It's unbelievable. Rich Soje has a mansion down in Soje, Illinois, and I think his taxes are $12,000, $13,000 a year, and that's only after I exposed them. It was less than that. His strip clubs down there pay next to nothing in taxes, but I always say, Mark, that people will talk the talk, but they never want to take the time and suffer a little bit and walk the walk. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. I do, sir. On this deal with the Adopt a Highway, I get tickled every time you talk about it, because I'm guessing 5 to 10 years ago over in South County, they had the KKK had an Adopt a Highway on the side. Well, they would never clean it up. They never would go out and clean it up. So they made it into the Rosa Parks. I thought that was kind of funny, you know. It kind of backfired on them, but you know, if we're going to clean that place up 4 times a year, depend on me, I will be out there, just announce it, and we'll go out there and clean up our part of the highway.
Well, you know what, Mark, thank you very much. And again, I saw that Blacks, if you go down Frank Scott Parkway, if you go to the old Collinsville Road and look to your right on Frank Scott, it's got Blacks in Government. And I thought, what the hell is wrong with this? So you people drive another mile down going towards Green Mount Road, where Menards and all those places are, and you'll see whites in politics, and that's the sign I had put up, and we will keep it clean. But Mark, let me give you one last remark. Government is always stacked against us. Just remember that, and all you good people, remember that. Government is supposed to be there to help you. But you think about it, when's the last time you got help from the government, as opposed to when the last time the government screwed you? Mark, thank you very much for the call, and you have a real good day. Mark's totally right. But we need to walk the walk. Talking the talk does nothing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about the Hoff Brew House and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. You know, this is the United States of America. What a great country. We were attacked years back, 20 some odd years ago. So they put a Homeland Security Secretary in the mix. Now, the Homeland Security Director went to Georgetown University, their law center, and was going to have a conference on law and policy. They booed him, yelled and screamed, wouldn't let him talk. Now, these are law school students and activists. They said, stood up and yelled and screamed. Here's the Secretary of Homeland Security, one of the most important positions in this great country of ours. And these asswipe bastard students, law students and activists, it said, got up, yelled and screamed, put up signs. He couldn't talk. Now, this is America. Every one of these bastards live in this great country. Every one of these bastards want rights. Every one of these bastards want to live free, want to speak free, want their voice to be heard, but they don't. They don't want anybody else's voice to be heard if they don't agree with them. That's like these bastards with me. They don't have to agree with me, but they better agree that I have every right to say what I want when I want, because when they take my rights away, then they take somebody else's rights away, and at some point in time, everybody's rights will be taken away. Think about it. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about our freedoms. It's about our freedoms that our brave military heroes fought and died to give us the right to have. And these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing protesting bastards, they're all activists. They're going to stop somebody from speaking in a law school speech? What the hell? And these guys want to be lawyers? These women want to be lawyers? And they believe in this great country of ours? They must believe in this great country. They live free. They get the opportunity to go to law school. Nobody's putting them in jail. Nobody's making them work in the military if they don't want. But they're going to shout the Homeland Security Secretary, going to shout him out where he cannot speak at a college. He cannot speak at a college. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Only in this great country. It's always, always do as I say, always do as I say and not as I do. It's unbelievable. It's totally unbelievable. We've got a caller. I don't know what kind of caller this is. But a guy says his name's George Bush. Go ahead, George Bush. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Lloyd Bush.
Oh, Lloyd Bush. I tell you what. My board operator apparently needs her ears plugged. Lloyd, how the hell you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, Bob. I want to ask you a favor.
Yeah.
Would you call me off the air?
I'll be more than happy to after the show. Be more than happy to. During the break, you give us a call, and I'll get your number, and I will definitely give you a call.
Okay. I would truly appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, Lloyd Bush, he's the ex-mayor of Smithton. Great man. Where are you living at now, Lloyd?
Waterloo, Illinois.
Waterloo, Illinois, beautiful town.
I listen to you every day.
Well, you're not only a good man, you're a smart man. So I will give you a call right after break, and we will get together. And I sure appreciate you taking the time. You and everybody taking the time to listen to my show. Thank you very much, Lloyd. Let's talk about St. Clair County. I live in the county. I live in the incorporated area. Of course, I've got gates around my house, electronic gates to get in. I've got all kind of cameras. You're not going to make it up to, I've got a 600-foot driveway. You may make it up to my house walking, but you're never going to make it out of my house walking, if you know what I mean. And I'm not a violent person, but my girlfriend is. She's got some guns, and she's a great shot. But having said that, we can protect ourselves. I can. What about all you good people out there, especially the older people that live in the unincorporated areas of St. Clair County that have no protection? You have no protection. And it's not the sheriff's fault. It's Mark, the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. It's his fault, people. The blood of those people's is on your hands. The blood of anybody in St. Clair County unincorporated area that gets hurt, gets killed, gets robbed, that's on you, Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. He will not give the sheriff, and I didn't hear this from the sheriff, I heard it from good sources at the courthouse, he will not give the sheriff any money to hire any more deputies to protect you good people. I say protect you good people in the unincorporated areas of St. Clair County. Now he'll give Herbie the hemorrhoid Simmons, his ass wipe butt boy, kissing his ass every day, give him $90,000, $100,000 a year, wasted money on an unqualified bastard, but he won't give money to the sheriff for more deputies. There was one deputy a couple weeks ago for the whole evening shift for all of St. Clair County people. If somebody has a problem in the state park unincorporated area up there by a Fairmont racetrack, and then somebody down in the unincorporated area of Marissa has a problem, a break-in, maybe a home invasion, it's going to take them 20, 30 minutes to get there, if not longer. One deputy, people, for all of St. Clair County. One deputy. Do you people in the unincorporated areas, and even the people who live in the cities, that's not right to the people in the unincorporated areas to have their families' lives put at jeopardy day in and day out because of Mark the big faggot Kern's failure to understand, because he's an incompetent bastard, failure to understand how important it is to have law enforcement, to have protection for the good people of St. Clair County. And the election's coming up, people. I hope you remember this no good bastard. But here's the story now. And again, I'll be a racist, but you won't hear it anywhere but here. Three deputies were on duty for one night. One deputy, a black female, called off sick. That's bad enough. Maybe she was sick, and if you're sick, you can't work. So that left only two deputies for the whole unincorporated area of St. Clair County. This female deputy laid off sick so she could work security at the Eastside football game. Laid off sick, not to lay in bed because she was sick, couldn't move, couldn't work. Laid off, took a sick day that she got paid for, so she could go down and work the security at East St. Louis football game. Now, one of the deputies got pissed because that puts their lives in danger, too. One of the deputies got pissed, made a complaint, and now they want to suspend him. They want to chastise him for making a complaint on the black female deputy sheriff who called in sick. Again, people, called in sick so she could go work a security job at the East St. Louis football game. She needs to be fired. You think they're going to fire that female? She's not a black female. She's a nigger. To put those guys' lives in jeopardy and to put the people of St. Clair County's lives in jeopardy because you want to make some extra money working the security at a football game in East St. Louis? If anybody else in any other job laid off said they were sick and then went and worked another job, they'd be fired on the spot. But I understand she's black. So going to give her a second, third, fourth, fifth chance. But the deputy, the white deputy who made the complaint, and he should have made the complaint, and she should have been suspended if not fired. to jeopardize those other two deputies' lives and the lives of everybody, everybody in the unincorporated area of St. Clair County. He gets chastised. They tell me they were going to put him in a certain position, but now they're not going to because too much heat. You can't complain about a black female that laid off sick so she could make extra money and work security at the Eastside football game. You can't chastise her because that only put two deputies out on the street for the entire area, an unincorporated area of St. Clair County, and that's a big-ass area. Going to be two deputies on the street that day. And he was pissed, rightfully so. But now he's being chastised, probably going to have some kind of punitive action against him, and they'll make it for something else, of course, but that'll be the reason. And let this black female deputy sheriff get by with land. And we paid her, people. We paid her for being sick. And that's okay. Everybody deserves 6 days when they're sick. I don't know if they get 10 or 12 sick days a year. But to work a security job at a football game in East St. Louis after laying off sick from the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department, you think that's right? I don't give a damn what color you are. I do not give a damn what color you are. That is not right. And she's not black. She's not a black female. A black, proud black female wouldn't have done that. Wouldn't have put everybody's lives in jeopardy. Wouldn't have laid off sick one job to make more money working another job and then get paid for being off sick. That's a nigger. And if it had been a white bastard, I'd have called him a cracker or a hunky. It'd make me no difference. It doesn't make me any difference. But no, I'm a race. No, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. And you people ought to become, all you people ought to become realists. Because at the end of the day, that's going to destroy all of us. We're going to let these niggers get away with that. And we're not going to stand behind a white guy. I don't even know who this white guy is. I don't give a damn if he'd be my worst enemy. When somebody's right, they're right. When they're wrong, they're wrong. And this deputy was totally right. He didn't want to put anybody else's lives, any of the other deputies' lives, in danger down the road. But you good people in St. Clair County, I don't want to scare you. I want to educate you. It's not safe in St. Clair County. I'd rather you be pissed at me and lock your doors and do the things you have to do to be safe. I'd rather you be pissed, but I want to warn you, it's not safe in St. Clair County. And when there's only one deputy for all of St. Clair County on the night shift, on a 12-hour shift, one deputy sheriff, and now there's two deputy sheriffs. Oh boy, 100% improvement. Yes, there is, but you go from one to two, that may be 100% improvement, but it's not an improvement for the safety of the good people of St. Clair County. And you people in St. Clair County, you better start understanding that it is not safe. It's not safe in Belleville. Mark the big, Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville, Illinois, tells you how safe it is. His daughter finds a dead body in the street. His wife gets robbed. He drives around in a police car and a gun, so he's okay, the little bitch boy. But it's not safe in Belleville. There's so many black thugs moving up from East St. Louis. They've done stolen everything out of East St. Louis. They've done destroyed East St. Louis. Now it's time to come to Belleville. We've seen that pattern in St. Louis, North St. Louis. Now the crime's going to West St. Louis, going to South St. Louis. They're killing in South St. Louis last night and one in North St. Louis. They talk about cure violence program. Not going to do a damn thing but take $5 million and squander it. Go ahead, Sharon. You're on the dark side.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment. That St. Louis City Hall down there, I mean, that really needs to be cleaned out. I used to work down there a couple of years ago. I won't say what department, but they have people down there that are sleeping on the job, and they told one guy that he didn't have to show up in court, that he didn't need a lawyer. He was an out-of-town property owner, and he didn't have to show up, and there would be no warrant. And guess what? He got a warrant issued against him. And they're down there shopping and playing solitaire, and you know, and I even said something about it, and they said, well, just keep playing solitaire.
Yeah, you know what, Sharon, that goes on all over, and thanks for the call. What you call that a lack of leadership, of lack of any kind of leadership. That crap goes on in St. Clair County. I call up, try to get some information. I had to go through six people. Oh, I don't know. They make these political hires, and that's bad enough. But when they make political hires that aren't qualified, that screw up my records, your records, we can't get any information that we need, that's when it's really bad. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Bob, I tell you what, I've been knowing about the St. Clair County lack of patrol for many, many years. And I never wanted to say nothing because I didn't want the thugs to know about this. But you peeled the seal off this. So I'm going to say something myself. This has been going on for many, many years. And Kearns has said, we can work these cops until they drop, because it's cheaper to do that than hire on new cops. And like that black female, I know who you're talking about exactly. Believe me, it was safer for her to call off sick those officers, because again, sometimes the threat is in front of you, but man, with her, the threat is behind you.
Yeah, you know what, John? Thank you for the call. Sounds like you've experienced some of this. And I think the good people of St. Clair County, and I know they listen to me all over, they better understand that you're not safe. One car, people, for the whole St. Clair County on a 12-hour shift from 6 at night to 6 in the morning. And you can thank Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, because he will not give any more money. And it's not his money. It's our money. It's the taxpayers' money. He will not give any more money to keep you protected. What a shame. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the dark side. I want to speak about the Lady of the Snow Shrine. I want to speak about the Hoff Brew House. We're not going to have enough time today, but first thing tomorrow, I'm going to give you the lowdown on the Hoff Brew House. I'm going to give you the lowdown on the Lady of the Snow Shrine, the situation with the Keller Group, and to what's going on. But I will say this, and I've said it a couple, three, four times. Mark Eckert was going to give up $32.5 million in tax incentives. I don't think that Hoff Brew House will be open at the end of the year. But he never got any kind of commitment from the hotels, the big hotels that were coming up. Remember that? He never got a financial statement from the Keller Group. He never, never, never did anything that an intelligent mayor would have done to make sure everything was in place before they awarded $32.5 million in tax incentives, and also spent close to $3 million of your hard-working, hard-earned taxpayers' money in Belleville to put in sewer lines, water lines, put in the utilities. for that failed operation. Don't you think anybody would have said, as the mayor, well, who are the hotels coming up? I want to see the commitment from the hotels. I want to see your financial statements. I want to see all this and that. If we're going to give you $32.5 million in tax incentives, and if we're going to spend over $3 million for the infrastructure where your Hof Brewhaus is going to be. But no, he did none of that because he's a failed mayor, lack of leadership. He's an idiot. He's a complete idiot. Mark Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy Eckert. What a no good piece of crap, ignorant piece of crap he is. But we'll talk about all that tomorrow. As always, time to go. So let's continue. Let's continue to unite as we do today and every day to expose these asswipe, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And you only hear it here. You'll only hear the truth here. Political correctness can kiss my ass and kiss your ass. So let's continue to unite to expose these no good son of a bitches. Elections are coming up. And as always, let's do what we have to do. Let's destroy them. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. And they're continuing every day to chip away at us, our families, and future generations. Never, never any violence. Let's destroy them. Politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.